From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Hamas, the Islamic militant group that governs Gaza, said Sunday it will dissolve its administrative body and hold general elections. The decision is seen as a way to end a political and territorial rift between Hamas and the Fatah movement of President Mahmoud Abbas. It opens an avenue to form a reconciliation government as well. The rival Palestinian governments have been at loggerheads since a civil war in 2007, when Hamas expelled the Palestinian Authority from Gaza. Hamas and Fatah recently took part in days of separate talks with Egyptian mediators in Cairo. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Multiple efforts to mediate an agreement between the two parties have failed since they fell out with one another in 2007. Egyptian parliament member Imad Gad told Saudi-owned Al Arabiya TV that Hamas probably agreed to the deal because it is no longer able to pay its employees. Qatar, which used to finance a large chunk of Hamas' operating budget, has been under financial pressure since the June 2017 economic boycott by Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt. Following days of negotiations in Cairo, Palestinian Authority official Nabil Shaath told Arab media Egypt has once again become the top power broker in Gaza. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Kuwait will reportedly expel North Korea's ambassador along with four other diplomats. The news comes 2 days after North Korea launched another missile over Japan. This is VOA News. Hundreds of ultra